All subject matter of the preceding podcast is entirely alleged and not admissible in a court of law. And just in case you rat bastards get any ideas, the hosts of this podcast are notorious and well-documented liars with no legally admissible credibility. This is Mama C, and you're listening to Notes from the Pen podcast. Welcome to prison, bitch.
Greetings from the prison industrial complex. You're listening to the Notes from the Pen podcast, and I'm your host, an incarcerated human being in the Michigan Department of Corrections. And today with me, it's been a minute, and I missed them, and I'm sure you missed them too. We have JD.
What up, everybody? JD. Yo.
What up, though? It's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. And I teased all these things, right?
You did.
I had some real red meat.
Forward to it. Yep.
I had some real red meat, and you know, about the whole bunkie situation. You guys, I haven't, you know, we took a couple of weeks off. I'm in class, and I got all this stuff going on with the book, and we put some throwback episodes on to buy a little bit of time, and to make sure we're putting some out there. We still did the Patreon stuff,
but
in the meantime, a lot has happened, and I really, you know what? Let's just get into it. Let's do the red meat.
Okay.
Let's do the fucking red meat.
Okay.
All right. You know, we came back, and there was some red meat with that when it came to, you know, the real behind the scenes prison shit with the mass shakedown and stuff.
Right.
But what?
Since that time,
as you know, mm-hmm. this is my therapy.
Mm-hmm.
When I don't share something in therapy, when I haven't been to therapy in a couple weeks, you know, you can internalize a lot of the nonsense that's going on. There's a whole bunkie situation that has come and gone since the last time we talked about any bunkie situation, right? And a quick recap is, the last bunkie I had was a top-notch zombie. And for those of you that don't know, that means there's some certain substances that may or may not be put on certain surfaces. And may or may not be incendiary in nature, and people get twacked out. And it's very trying. So my last bunkie was a really smart kid, actually. High IQ, only matched by his ability for self-delusion, right? With the, you know, he's genuinely intelligent. Like, I'm talking about, I don't say that lightly, this guy's smart. But he also, there's different types of intelligence, right?
Okay.
Because
yes, of course.
I would argue that you have to have some sort of dumbass rolling around between the ears up there if you were going to tell a story about you being a millionaire, but you don't, you're washing dishes.
Sure.
For the people in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very self-deluded. In his defense, the more, and it's hard to separate fact and fiction. I think he's been through a lot. You know, I think he's been through a lot. He had a bunch of potential when he first came in. He had his game face on, and he was writing a book, and he wanted me to look at it, and it was
really?
About, no, this wasn't a novel or anything. This was a nonfiction, functional, like how to set up a small business and the forms you have to fill out. And it was really a technical piece he was working.
Yep.
He put on a good game face there for a couple of weeks because one of the, I don't know if it's good or bad, it's just one of the aspects about prison is when you come here, you really can be anyone you want. Right, mm-hmm. It's really hard to fact check.
I was going to ask did he click up with somebody or?
No. He wouldn't have been. No one would take him.
No.
To be as far as like organizationally,
did he have substance issues in the world?
Of course, clearly. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
so this is what we're talking about. My last.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. So what's the percentage of people that come? That don't have substance.
80%, 75-80%. Oh no, that don't.
Some that develop it while inside, just as either a means of trying to fit in and/or cope with their current situation. Or do you think you have that in there? Yeah. Okay. All right. Continue. Sorry.
I mean, I think the percentage of people with substance abuse issues that come into prison with substance abuse issues are 75-80%.
Got you.
If not higher, like very, very high.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's people who discover new substances and new addictions, right? And that's kind of what we're talking about. We did an episode called Zombieland, and it's about this very substance and the fact that nothing has changed prison more in my 11 years than this one particular substance.
Right.
Now, my last bunkie, for whatever reasons, seemed like the worst paypad you could ever get, right? But now, in retrospect, since the bunkie I got next has put him way down on the scale, he is
really?
Because here's the good things about my last bunkie. He weighed about 115-120 pounds.
Okay.
So when he would get stuck in zombie mode or marble statue mode, you could tuck your hand in the back of his waistband and grab him by the back of his collar of his shirt and like whoop, toss him up on the bunk. And also,
it's a good workout.
Right, you got to engage your core.
Yep.
But also, he was a small guy who didn't eat much. So when he would inevitably throw up from the stuff, he always did it very nice and neatly into plastic tumbler. But here's the best part. Oh, there was a give and trade with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was in dire need of perpetual need of money.
Sure.
That you could. You know, he washed dishes for people. He cleaned shoes for people. He did everything. Well, this is right in the time when I need to retype the entire clinic, the novel, into my new tablet.
Right.
So I said, hey, bud, you want to, can I put you on the payroll?
Yep.
And you can get up there. And he did it, man. Without him, I couldn't have got it done in time. And I had to catch him between, right?
Yes.
Between bouts of
what happened to chapter three?
And
backwards.
this is just a series of A's down the whole
chapter three says this page
thing.
Is left blank intentionally.
Did you delete chapters? He deleted chapters. So he leaves, right? And when he leaves, he goes home. I'm sure he took some of that shit with him. He went home too. So he goes home, and it was so rough that I got people like patting me on the back, like, "All right, you're due for a good one. You're due for a good bunk." And listen, we've done full episodes on what the importance of a bunk, and like, imagine just being assigned a random roommate. Except instead of being a roommate in an apartment on room, you both have to live in a car together. So that's kind of so there's an ever present anxiety when your bunkie leaves, where you're like, okay, what am I gonna get? And I started to like kind of build a profile that if I could profile someone in there, it would be 40 and up.
Okay,
if I could get 40 and up, odds are that they're going to fit my specific what doesn't bother me, what is acceptable, their character, stuff like that. Now, you can get a disaster that's 50 years old.
Sure.
I see it all. I just do the last down the fucking hall.
With Mr. Mayhem, and you're fucking like, what?
Oh, I would love to have Mr. Mayhem as a bunk. The only problem is I got a bottom bunk, so if he came in there, he would take my bottom bunk, and that would not be cool. So, I get a new bunkie.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe two months ago or so. It's been a minute.
Yep.
He also, now, first, let me describe. Like not a 5 o'clock shadow, more like a 9 p.m. 5 o'clock shadow the next day after the next day.
Right.
All right.
So 12 o'clock, high noon shadow. Yep.
Hair.
Optional?
At least the top and back part about is like shoulder length, right? Enough to put up into a ponytail. But the sides were like, you know, like people who shave like the sides of their head shorter and the top longer? Imagine just growing that out, right? And then so the sides are long, but they're not quite as long. It took me a while to realize that that's what was going on because he had it like twisted into some sort of knot. His hair was like, a white gentleman. Mm-hmm. His hair was like frizzy, and so it was like a rat's nest in the back of his head, and just at the nape of his neck, it'd be like, and not a ponytail, like some sort of nest, just, like knot thing in the back, and then flyaways everywhere. And then you would take his orange hat and extend it fully up like a gnome hat, turn it sideways, and then dink, right on the top, right?
Just right.
And
yep.
And you know what? I'm realizing my profiling thing wouldn't have done well because I think he was 39 or 40. I mean, like right at the thing. But I'm going to have to end that.
Yeah. 41 and up.
I'm going to say all the things that annoyed me first. So, as a voice, I can't even do his voice, but it was like, hey man, what is very raspy? And I was like, man, and he mumbled, I don't really talk like this, and every other word was, you know what I'm saying? So,
wow.
You know what I'm saying? So, anytime I want to go out, I go and get a hot dog, you know what I'm saying? And so, that's what, like, with his voice.
Wow.
Already bad times, right?
Sure.
Just general enough. But he played it cool for about a week or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That was closer to a week. He played it cool for about a week.
To be clear, he was not writing a book on finance, correct?
This guy was writing a book on hair care. He was writing a book on hair care.
Yeah.
And it was really short. It said hair care question.
Turns out it was Paul Mitchell. Not Paul Mitchell.
But he gets in and he plays it cool for a minute, and then he gets out there.
Hang on a second. Is that a general, like, overarching theme to anybody that has a quote-unquote issue with substances? They play it cool for a week or two just to kind of feel out the rest of their roommates, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The rest of the what?
Like the bunkies. Sorry.
Okay. Roommates, you're adorable.
Roommates.
You're adorable. Yeah, but imagine trying to keep a secret from someone who's living in the passenger seat of your Corolla.
Exactly.
Very difficult to do.
Why are your balls out?
Right. Are you smoking? No. Yes, I can see the smoke. You're smoking. Okay, but before he gets out there, there's some warning signs, just personality-wise, right?
Yeah.
What's
his nickname? Just throw something out there. Steven.
Oh, we don't need... His nickname is JT.
Okay.
But it turns out that he went by something else, somewhere else, and he was claiming a set.
Turbo?
That he's not really claiming. And so there was a shady backstory. But I'm beyond those days. I don't care about that. It's just if you're a good respect, I don't care what you're in here for. I'm not here to police you. The judge did that shit. As long as you're a decent, respectable roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And
roommate.
And we're good, man. I'm not going to squeeze you. I don't need to make you lock up because you got one of the, you know what I mean? I'm beyond that. I'm trying to go home. You guys can have this world.
Okay. So you gave him the spiel and he was cool with that, right?
I didn't give him a spiel. He'd been to prison before.
Yeah, but you kind of have a rundown of your specific cube. Like, hey, this is what our cube's like.
Yeah, we kind of do that as a cube. Like, there's no stealing. There's no this, that, or the other. We're all respectful. You landed in the good cube. What's your name? This is my name. I'll forget it soon. But
let me see your paperwork. Yeah.
But it becomes immediately clear that this guy has what? What qualities that individually might not spell disaster, but together are just me personally is something that really bothers me. He was very opinionated and very dumb. I'm talking about mind blowingly dumb.
So may or may not fall into that past leader. Supporter, current supporter of certain orange Donnie Two Scoops.
What?
One of the Trump supporters, buddy.
Oh.
Very opinionated, but very, very ignorant.
Yeah, but this guy was so, he even less than. Like even more so ignorant. Because he didn't know. He would argue about politics, but didn't know the difference between right and left. Right? Didn't understand that Fox News was one thing and then CNN was another. And so I pulled out a piece of paper and created a line and explained, okay, this is what left means. Left means socially liberal and economically liberal and liberal. Democrat and left are all synonyms. And then on the other spectrum over here is conservative, right wing, conservative socially, typically throughout history, not so much more financially anymore. conservative financially. They believe, you know, I broke the whole thing down to him, right? And I drew diagrams. He even took it and hung it up on his fucking his board for a minute, which I liked that he was, like, so jazzed about it. But I was dismayed at how mind-blown he was about this. Because he goes, what? I never...
39 years old.
The direct quote. He said, why don't more people know this? More people need to know this. I said, more people do know.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, more people do know this. So we are... And then we end up having a couple arguments. You know, I'll snatch it out the air when I'm my lesser self, which apparently I am my lesser self this entire episode because I sound really cunty and judgy and asshole-y. But let me just get to the stuff that kind of led.
Reporters have to report honestly.
So this guy just – I've never seen someone go from holding up a – Yes, it's so fast. I mean, he went from, I get high a little bit, but not really, you know. And let me say this, too. He also does, he's an artist, a skin artist. That's kind of his hustle, and he's pretty good. Pretty good. And let me just tell you, there is no service in prison more desired than that, than skin art. And
it's so
you
risky.
Will have
so risky though. Like I think about that, and we talked about that in the last episode about having your stuff tossed in your cell. And you see those guys like physically quivering because they're like, please, please don't find it. Please, 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 please.
Right. Like, right. Crazy. Now, there's also a thing that when you have someone that's doing that with that paraphernalia and doing the other thing with that paraphernalia. Gravity works one way.
You're doubling down, sir.
Gravity works one way, though. And when you're on the bottom bunk under someone who's a zombie half the time, stuff falls down onto my bunk through the crack where the bunk and the wall meet on the side.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the skin.
Ladies and gentlemen, could make you liable should the shakedown occur.
Oh, not could, would. Would make me liable class one, right? One of the reasons I think I'm so frustrated by this whole thing is because I was so patient and I was so empathetic and I tried so hard to give him the benefit of the doubt and to say he's just an addict and I understand addiction and I know this and let me, you know what I mean? But there's also a line there where it has to be like, hey man, so it's, but before I get into all that, when you're doing skin art in here, if you're any good, you never need to want for anything. Mm-hmm. You will have. I know from personal experience. Your locker is full. You have a waiting list. You got whatever you want. You got at your beck and call. And that's kind of also disruptive when someone's got to be in there. They got the light on at night. They got to have someone watching every time they do a round. They got to stop and the person got to hide and all this other shit, right?
Right.
But that's part of the bit. I'm not going to knock your hustle. You got to do what you got to do to get your money. I'm not mad at you. Just make sure it stays with you. More power to you. Even though the light's shining right in my direction, I'll hang up a little. I'll make my tent across the bunk a little bigger. I'll cope with this because I'm a convict and this is what we do.
Right. Okay. But
now, this is when things started to really get bad because he started dabbling. He started indulging really fast, really heavy, really hard. Would be in full zombie mode.
Sorry, I should have asked right before you said that last part. Does he perform his skin art in your cube?
He did.
Wow.
He did.
Wow. Okay.
He did. So some people would do it in the bathroom. He did there. It's a little easier. Not as many people. Yeah, but not really. I mean, it is to an extent. Like they're gonna want to come in and tear your shit up. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. And
but like you said, you're a convict. That's what convicts do. So you were somewhat respectful, even though you probably didn't have to.
Listen, for those pebbles who've been around a while and are wondering, like, oh, Bobby C is getting a little loose with the shit he's saying. You will understand when this, in a couple minutes, when everything wraps up, why it doesn't really matter that I say what I'm saying here. You know, I'm always cognizant of information and what I share and what I don't share and stuff. So, this guy hits the wall fast. He's constantly dropping shit between the thing. His foot will be hanging off the bed. See, there's a welded little ladder on up towards the head. head of the bunk. So there's, you have to get in towards the bottom three quarters. That's like the opening. So if someone droops their leg over there, that's
The ladder's that's how by I get your out. Head, not by your feet.
No, it's by my head. But you can't even really use it because it's just like three steps.
I would be switching my head to the other side.
No, you can't because there's a TV stand that's affixed to the bottom bar.
Somebody putting their fucking feet right by your head to like climb up.
Ugh. Right. So sometimes when he'd be sitting on top, he'd rest with his shoes on, his feet on the ladder, and I'd have to tap his feet like, hey, man, you got shit on the bottom of your feet, and it's hanging back over where my bunk is. Like, please don't do that.
Yep.
Right? Also, though, that was when he was conscious. But then when he would pass out, his leg would be dangling over the thing, and I'd have to go, hey, man. And it all started very nice. Like, hey, excuse me, bro. I'd get up and face him and say, hey, man, I know you sometimes you end up hanging your leg down here if you're going to do your thing. I can't get out. And he'd kind of give me a blank stare. And go, okay. So this went on for a while, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse to where, like, I would come in multiple times a day. I'd come in, and I couldn't get to into my bunk because he would be in a zombie mode with his back to the bed, the back of his head propping himself up on his bunk. The rest of them slumped, so it's like his whole body is being held up by the back of his head, you know, and he's wobbling, dancing. And I'm just like, what do I do? I can't even. So this goes on for a while.
Your patience is epic.
But I get to a point,
Job.
I didn't like him before. And so now it's this stuff going on, and he passes out on the floor, and the COs do a round, and they look, and then they look at us.
Hey, wait.
Pick him up.
Is he a big guy?
No. No, he's probably 165 or something.
Okay, so you can get him out of your way if you had to.
Yeah, but I'm not doing anything to him.
No, I
You know, he's slumped on he's slumped on the ground. The COs are – hell, I'm not helping anybody up. So Polo comes over and tries to help him up, and just long enough, Polo can't pick him up. And then they leave, and then they slump him back down. And, you know, I get tired of stepping over him, so I kick him in the back of the leg. Say, hey, man, get the fuck up. And then he'll look at you all, like, googly-eyed, like, ooh, get the fuck out of my way, man. And then he'll get out of the way. Now, this is when I knew it was really bad. So he stopped doing as much work. He stopped doing his craft. And so he was running out of food and money. And this is what's so bad about him. Drew, my last monkey, would get blowed. Enjoy himself, then go out and do a bunch of stuff, come back, get blowed. He would get blowed, literally wake up, do it again, inebriated, can't see, doesn't even remember or know anything. Wake up, do it again. So shit's just getting worse, right? And I really just wonder how much of the viewer out there can kind of understand the level, just the base level of frustration of being in this place and being in the unnatural circumstance and settings of packed into a tiny little space that you couldn't park. You could park one car in an RQ, one. And there's eight human beings in there living. Four would be crazy, but there's eight. And so you add that onto the fact that every time, so I progressed up the escalation ladder of like trying ways to resolve this in a way that wasn't going to be bad for either of us. Right?
Okay.
So I tried talking to him in a way that wasn't conversational because my monkey also has a mouth on him.
Really?
And he's got a mouth on him, right? And so he never got sideways with me, but we got into arguments over shit, like more heated debate about stuff. At one point, I'm sitting on my bunk, and he's on his top, like kind of looking down, and I hit him with a, so what's up? Which I don't know if you know what that means, but it means, so what you trying to do, bro? Like, what's up, man?
Yep. And he took a cop. Piece or what?
Right, he took a cop. He said, well, I'm just saying. Because he was getting, like, loud. Like, when you get loud, like, what's up? It's been building. And so I would be non-conversational, like, hey, bud, hey, could you not let your shit, because his sucks up on her mask, so his sheet would hang over my thing, too. So I go, hey, bro, can you please, and so it's just building. So he kept dropping shit down on my bunk. Like, from the foot of his bed, it would slide down the wall onto my TV stand. I found countless nail clippers, all paraphernalia, drug use paraphernalia, because you got to clip and cut and light. right? So I found those. So in order to, like, not escalate, to really try to stop at every step of the way, I started first I would give him the stuff back. I'd put it up on his mat. Like, I'd just reach my hand up and put it up there. Now, he'd be out of it, so he wouldn't really know. So I stopped doing that, and I started throwing everything on the floor. Mm-hmm. Bing, bing, bing. And he would drop his full phone book, little phone, they're small, so you can fit in your pocket, with all, everyone's hook. He would drop papers of, like, money, people who owed him money, artwork. And so I just started throwing it all on the ground, ding, ding, ding. And he wouldn't even, that didn't work, because he didn't even really notice it. Like, he'd wake up and be like,
Jesus.
And they'd go right back out. So everyone else had to step over it. And then I started throwing the shit in the trash. I'm like, I'm throwing it in the trash. And people kept picking his shit up, like other QBs, and putting it on the table for him. And I'm like, God damn it, stop doing that.
That guy, yeah.
And then his foot's hanging and this and that. It's just always something. And so he's running out of shit. I got to tell this part of it because it's getting long, but I got to tell this part of it. So his bag's empty. So he's like, I need a new customer. Just, I need to do something to fill my bag back up. I need to do some artwork. So he gets everything set up. It's been a couple of weeks. And I'm like, okay, he's got the light on. He's got the dude in there. He's drawing the shit. He's got it drawn. Now, I will lay facing, like a schoolgirl writing a love letter, facing the foot of my bed, right? Like facing the TV stand,
yep.
because my back hurts from being hunched over. So it allows me to, like, bend my back the other way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like, I'll be on my elbows, like my face right in front of the TV. And because of that, I can't really see the table so to my left. Horrible. I have to turn and look. So last I see is everything getting set up. And I go watch TV. Commercial, turn to the left, mm-hmm. The lights off. The guy who was just about to get work done is gone. My bunkie is in the chair, slumped completely over with a pencil between his fingers like a cigarette. He's like, and I go, I'm so confused. And I turn and I go, what the fuck happened? Yeah. And they're like, they tell me, the guy comes in there and he sits down and my bunkie gets up on the bunk and he rolls his towards the wall. So his back is facing the cube. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the dude's like, hey, what are you doing? He's, yeah, smoking, are you? He goes, no, I'm making a tube, which is like, you know, like you got to make a tube for out of the pen. I'm making a tube. All right, because it really seems like you're smoking. No, no, man. Ignore this. I'm making a tube. Uh-huh. Just mind your business. He climbs up the bunk. Now, when you do that, you got a good
30 seconds. Did he climb or did he just pour himself off of the bunk?
You got 30 seconds. You got 30 to 45 seconds before it hits you. So they say he gets down, sits in the chair, picks up the pencil, and goes, "Ew." The dude gets up and goes, yeah, this isn't a good time. Please, right? Now, he is like that for 30 minutes. So I stand, I go, look at this motherfucker. So I stand at the little opening of the cube, and I'm trying to solicit customers. So listen, so I start going, hey, everyone who passed by, I go, hey, we got an opening in the, we got a vacancy. You want to, I point to the chair. Everyone looks over at him.
You want those webs on your elbows? Come on, buddy.
Hey, come on, get in here now. We got an opening. He's just slumped, like marionette strings cut.
Yep.
In a chair. Yep. And not even a chair. They gave us these little thimble-looking stools now. So it's even more ridiculous. And he's just,
back.
So, and then it just got worse after that, right? Mm-hmm. And so the other day, it's just, none of it stops. It keeps happening. I'm slapping his foot out of the way. I'm kicking him when he's on the ground. Get up, man. Get up. And then, so he's standing now at the opening of the cube facing down the hall. Like, he's looking for something. He's probably looking for someone he can, like, borrow something from or something.
Right.
And he's just standing there. He's probably trying to also figure out, like, man, I'm out of money. And he's in a haze. He's not fucked up right now. So he's just kind of in a haze, like, standing there looking. And I turn around, and there's more shit on my, there's like a wire and shit on my bunk.
What?
And the sheet and all this stuff, right? It fell down there. So I go, hey, man, I go from zero to, like, do you want to go to the bathroom and fight? There's not a lot of in-between for me, so
yeah.
I'm like slapping my hand, like, to my fist into my open hand, like, and I see that it's only going one way. And everything I've one direction, and everything I tried to do isn't working, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not going to go tell him. I can't tell him. And if I tell him, hey, you got to lock up, we're going to end up fighting right there in the queue. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because he's got him out on him. So I say, listen, bro, I've been asking you every fucking way, and I don't know any other way to ask you to stop doing this shit, and you're being so disrespectful.
Right.
And he just doesn't turn his body, looks back over his shoulder at me, and then looks back ahead where he was. And I go, okay. All right.
Oh, boy.
I said, listen, we got to cut to the chase, man. This is only going one way. I've tried every way to get you to tighten up. You won't do it. You keep disrespecting me and putting me at risk and shit. So what's up, man? Let's go to the bathroom and just take care of this shit now.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at me like, I don't know. I said, what? I only dropped two things down there, is what he says.
Ooh.
My mouth dropped. Well, I turned to Nate. Hey, come on, back me up. What's up? Have I not been super patient, super mm-hmm. understanding, while he's been super disrespectful? He says, yeah, man, definitely. I say, Russia. He says, yeah, man, definitely. And I'm like, so what's up? And Russia said, basically is like, hey, man, just, he kind of like, he won't go down here. Well, Russia says, listen, this is verbatim. He says, he just leave him alone. He's going to burn himself out. Okay. So I sit down and like,
yeah, because like, you're trying to find this point. Like you're,
I'm trying to find an out though. Like I'm trying to find like how does this resolve? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm trying to find any other way than you know what I mean? Because I got too much going on, man. I'm not about to check. Right. So, and I even thought about this. I thought about I'm worried about knocking this guy out and hitting his head on the ground and like something bad happened.
Yep.
So then I thought. I watched the commercial for the Roadhouse movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. Have you seen the preview?
I watched the first half of that movie.
He slaps the fuck out of like five guys. Like,
yep.
Doesn't even close his fist once.
Yep.
So I'm like, I was inspired, and I'm like, I'm just going to slap the fuck out of him. I'm just going to slap boxing. He can ball his fist up. Pop, pop, pop. No, not even backhand. I was going to do all front hand. Pop, 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 pop. Just pop the fuck out of him, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I calmed down. Russia said, you're going to burn himself out. No more than an hour and a half later. There's a bunch of moments during this story, during this whole transition where I could have went the old way and didn't, right? Could have went the old way, didn't. Could have went the old way, didn't.
I can
right?
name about and I've gotten, 24 times.
And I went right up to the line with those time, and I'm like, what's up? Let's just go to the bathroom and handle this shit now because mm-hmm. this ain't getting be better. So an hour and a half later, homeboy, good QB.
Okay.
We're going to call him Mouse. So Mouse is in there, and Mouse is like, I think I'm missing something out of my floor bag. Now, Mouse has been down a while. He's got dreads, glasses. Cool, I like him. Cool, good dude.
Yep.
He's from Saginaw. For those of you that don't know, that's where Draymond Green is from, the basketball player.
Yep.
For the Golden State Warriors. And there's a lot of people like Draymond Green in Saginaw, meaning wild as fuck. We'll say Squeak is more, a little more refined, but he's still got that edge in him, right? So he's like, I think I'm missing something. So he goes and does his research. He knows Dog doesn't have any money, right? He's the prime suspect. No one else is going to be taking shit in there. And there's a meat stick hole in his laundry bag where he keeps his food. And he's meeting, and this is, I think, two meat sticks in a row. So he goes down and he investigates. He goes to all the people who would be dealing with this guy and say, hey, did he give you a meat stick and rice? And he said, no, not today.
Okay.
But yesterday he did.
Oh.
So now he knows. And he's convinced. JT's not there. He's not there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes back, and then Mouse isn't there right now.
Okay.
So when Mouse comes back, I'm standing there, and I'm on my feet because I know something's about, you know what I mean?
Oof.
He says, hey, man. And the other people like you kind of know. And it's not a full queue, though. It's like me and like two other people.
Okay.
And Mouse says, hey, man, I'm missing some shit, and I think you took it. And he's standing there in his little daze. Mm-hmm. And there's a round table. Now they changed our table, though. There's a round table in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He's standing on the other side of the table, not the door side, but he's like between the table and the lockers. And he's standing there. And Mouse is like, I think I'm missing some shit.
Yep.
I think you took it. He goes, man, I didn't. He's looking at the ground. I didn't take nothing, man. He said, man, listen, I'm telling you, I know you took this shit.
I did my research.
I did my research and this, that, man, I ain't do shit. So he's like, hey, man, just listen, give me my shit back or give me my money, give me your tea. Like, he's trying to, like, be diplomatic. He's and he's like, oh, man, I ain't giving you shit. I didn't pay nothing. And so he goes, all right, you know what? Don't even trip. He goes outside the cube from the outside wall, which is where the foot of our bunk is. Mine's below the half wall, but his is exposed.
Okay.
And he starts, he grabs a TV. Now, he goes, hell no, you ain't about to take that. But he doesn't do anything, which means if someone's taking your TV, that to me, that's an admission of guilt. If someone's taking your TV and you didn't do it, you're all over it. Man, I swear to God, I didn't take that. Don't leave my TV. So the TV is taken.
Okay.
And
is that enough? There. Is that enough to cover? I mean, is that like a? I don't want to say.
Well, no, fair. Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. When you steal in the cube, you can't stay there. Now, at this point, I'm refereeing the thing. I'm the mouthpiece. Where I'm going, hey,
wait,
man.
What do you mean you can't? I understand like the sentiment of like you can't stay here, but how do you diplomatically get them to leave?
You have 1 minute remaining.
Well, first you tell them you got to go, like you can't be here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which is basically telling them you got to go lock.
Damn, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back on the phone here, man.
What?
Yeah, so we're down to 3 phones here, and there's 4 or 5 people waiting right now. I don't know if I can beat all of them up. I can't. and so listen.
All right.
So I don't know. All right, man. I'm sorry.
No, we'll get it done, buddy.
Taking a long fucking time to get up to the interesting part. I don't know what Mama T's gonna have to cut out of this shit or what, but
we'll get
I love you.
Love you, Phil. All
right, bud.
Peace. Right.
What
so
up?
He takes the TV and
right.
So JT didn't really do much. He was just kind of being a cuck about it, you know?
Yeah, so he takes it, and in my mind, that's an admission of guilt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, not for everyone, right? So some people might just be afraid, and they don't want to cause any trouble. They don't feel like they can do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But not him. Like I said, he had a mouth on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was going through the motions by saying, I didn't take nothing. But he didn't believe it. You could tell he didn't believe it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm there, like, near it, like, reffing the whole thing. I'm basically standing over there, and I'm the one closest to him, and I'm going, listen, man. You know what it is, bro. You know you do. He said, I didn't take shit. I said, come on, bro. You just had your TV taken and you just ate it.
Okay.
And I was like, listen, you know what it is, man. You can't be stealing in here, man. And if you are stealing in here, you can't live in here. You got to go.
Yep.
He said, shit, I'm not locking up. I'm not going anywhere. And I sigh and I say, well, come on, bro. I said, listen, take advantage of the opportunity that you can pack your own shit up. You can go up there. You can check it in. You're not going to go to the hole or not. You just tell them you can't be here anymore.
Right.
We're not going to have you in here. And you fucked up. You got to go. Don't make this worse than it is.
Right.
He's like, I'm not going anywhere. And Mouse is like, yeah, man, you got to go. Blah, blah, blah. Right then, one of Mouse's homeboys from his way, Draymond Green, comes in there and goes, bitch, get the fuck out of here. You got to go. And and he says it as he's like walking into the queue. And so it's clear he's not going anywhere. Right. So they start thumping on him. Bing, 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 bing. And he like kind of shells up.
Yep.
And they're in between our bunk and the table. And I have this moment with all this pent up aggression for this fucking guy, for this dirtbag. But more than that, I have a voice that says, and it wasn't, it was like an instinct where I just wanted to I had all this pent up. I just wanted to get up, just wanted to get up. But I didn't.
What?
I didn't.
Wow. I didn't. The growth on
instead,
the kid.
Instead,
oh, wait.
I moved the table back.
Hang on, fellas. Let me get you some room. Okay.
So I go, well, let me just make sure these guys don't get in trouble. Like, this is convict's business. We're handling convict business as it's supposed to be handled in here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say as it's supposed to be handled, but it's the way it gets handled.
Sure.
So I move the table. I slide the table out of the way, and I tell Nate, hey, watch out. Like, make sure.
Yep.
You know what I mean? No one's doing around, and these guys can handle it. And so it's very, very, very brief. Maybe like
10, 15
seconds.
Oh, shit. Real quick.
Bing, 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 bing. These balls up. Bing, 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 bing. And someone, I think Draymond Green, goes, they're coming. which I don't know how he would know. He was
on the ground, I'm assuming, or standing over the dude.
Yeah, and so they bolt. Bing, boom, they bolt. Well, he bolts.
I was going to say, Mouse just stood up, I'm assuming.
Hands up and kind of goes back to saying, like, bitch, you got to go. And JT slowly stands up.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow hair disheveled than before it happened.
Is he leaking?
So, no, it wasn't.
Okay.
No face shots, none of that.
Yep.
Body shots. And it was pretty clear. It was more like, you can't stay here. You got to go.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so he stands here, and turns out there's no one coming, right? And he just kind of slowly gets up and stands there, and he's looking at the ground. And I'm like, you got to go, man.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. I said, you're not going to feel comfortable. So we're not going to feel comfortable sleeping around you. I repeat it. Just take advantage, man. Just pack your shit up. That way you have everything.
Right.
And then take off. Now, I give him this advice, and I leave. Because I'm like, this shit has really doesn't have much to do with me. And, like, I also, if that's what he's going to do, he's going to need space to pack his shit up.
Okay.
So I leave, go to the bathroom, wash my hands. I'm coming back, and I see him walking. He's got his coat on. He's got his orange hat at the top of his head. Walking, turns left, goes up to the desk, and I'm like, all right, I guess he's going. I get down to the cube, and within three, it's rare you see instant karma, right? Mm-hmm. Get down to the tube, and in 5 minutes, the vultures have descended.
Really?
And pick clean every single thing had down, and I kid you not, to a salt shaker.
Wow. Damn.
It was like a fucking Warner Brothers cartoon. It was, and someone, and like the last thing that was there was like a blue button up on his bunk, and someone who was walking by goes, "Hey man, is that nice? Is that a nice?" And I'm like, "I don't know." He's like, "Are you gonna take that?" I'm like, "I got shit. I'm only."
Why didn't he pack his shit up?
He goes, then dude goes, he goes, "Give it to me." I'm like, "Bro, I'm not giving you shit." Because he's out in the hall.
Right.
So he can reach through the bars of the bed and snags it. His shower bag, his shampoo, his shower shoe. But it's rare that you see a thief. You know what I'm saying?
Just, shit from just a, get thieved.
Yeah. Just in karma. So in the hole, and within like an hour, they say they see him pushing his cart over to the other side. Right. Oh my God.
What's in the cart? What they have to give him new shit?
The only thing they left was his Bible
and a salt shaker.
They left. No, they took the salt shaker.
Oh, they did. Okay. I got you. Oh.
They left his Bible, and Russia turns to me and goes, "See, told you he's gonna burn himself out." I said, "You were right, you wise fucking foreigner. I love you."
Yeah.
You were right. He burned himself off. And I kind of, when the dust settles, I kind of look around and go, I said, well, that took care of itself, I guess.
Yep.
And I've had an empty bunk about 5 days, and it's once again to the bunky lottery / Russian roulette of it all. And yeah, we had I didn't even get to the. Okay, so oh my God, I buried the lead.
I was getting ready.
So all that happens, right? All that shit happens. He's gone. And we're like, that was best case scenario. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Early the next morning, six CEOs at the cube.
What?
Everyone get up. Go in the day room.
Okay.
We go in the day room. They bring so many cops down here. They cuff up Mouse. They cuff up Draymond. And they cuff up an innocent. I don't want to say an innocent because he's got But they cuff up someone else that had nothing to do with the altercation or anything. And they take them out to the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through and they tear everything up.
Mm.
And they end up sending Mouse to the other side. Mouse and one of the other guys to the other side. So now they're on the same side again with JT.
Oh, so, shit.
His life. So what happened?
locked up for his own safety. So you got to say, I don't feel safe here, blah, blah, blah. So they said, okay, we're going to put you over on here. The east side.
And then, on right. top of and that,
the next day, he sees the same people come over.
And you, oh, that's like, beautiful. That's just beautiful. Oh my.
But that happened, right, when they put us in the day room.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I'm so glad I didn't do shit to him.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, man.
I didn't do anything. I just stayed hands off and was so glad that.
Fuck yeah.
I won't say I'm an adult yet, but
you're showing signs.
I paused long enough that I would like to claim.
Here's the big question: when you got back from the day room, did you or did you not find your remote?
They took that with them. They thought it was and they stole.
Damn.
No, but
so now you're doing sit-ups. Now you're doing sit-ups to change channels again.
No, I got my remote. I got everything. You know, part of me also thought that like he knew I didn't like him, and because I was the one trying to like be like, listen, let's like speed this thing up. Like you can't be here. Just mm-hmm. make it easy. I was trying to get him to leave without getting thumped on. You know what
sure.
I mean? But when he left, I was thinking like he might just say I was involved.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You could have been that innocent bystander.
But the crazy part is he just went out there and unabashedly ratted.
Just dropped
like, told
on. Wow. He's going to keep us posted when you hear from around the way. this saga might not be over.
So I've washed my hands of that. I am just fingers crossed that the bunkie gods bless me and I get a reasonable bunkie.
You get a quote.
Someone did get moved
one.
In a pal. Yeah, I just at least one that isn't a zombie.
In showers,
regularly. And so this guy went in a good 2 weeks without shower. Now when people started noticing the second zombie, like I said, the random people who I don't even really talk to are like, Gino, I'm so sorry. Like, what happened? How do you? And I said, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. But, I don't know. At this point, it's like I've been through so much nonsense that I just throw my hands up.
It's like our age, and so people are like, are you okay? And I don't want to talk about it. Leave it alone. Don't touch it. It'll be fine.
Hey, you want to hear some really funny shit that just happened while I was waiting on the phone?
Sure.
So I'm in here. I'm reading a New Yorker about Percival Everett, the guy who wrote the story. It's a movie now where it's like a black author writes like a sarcastic, tongue-in-cheek critique, like a farce of like what he thinks the publishing industry wants of a black character, like super ebonics, like just all the stereotypes.
Right.
And this guy has been an author, and no one wants to publish his good philosophical, thought-provoking books, novels, but he writes this, and it blows up, and no one's aware of the irony. And so I'm reading this really good article about creation and storytelling, and I hear a guy, I just hear the tail end of a conversation. He says, yeah. She caught him wearing her underwear and panties, and she's still with him. And then, so there's three people talking. So it turns homophobic real fast. Like, I don't even want a bitch that would be into this, and da, da, da. And then the other guy goes, he chimes in. He was just kind of sitting there. He goes, yeah, there was a guy.
You have 1 minute remaining.
That got arrested out in one of the parks near us wearing bra and panties.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was hunting deer. I don't know what. I don't know if he was like hunting deer when it happened. But this is what he says. That's not even the. Then he says, that guy gets more pussy than anyone I know. Right? And in my mind, I thought good for him. And so they keep talking. I go, that's like Dennis Rodman. You know, women like like confident kind of people. And then the middle guy goes, well, you know, I had a thong and I wore a thong once, but it was. He goes, it was for men, though. And I slowly turned my head and look at him.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly turned my head and look back. Everyone gets quiet. And he kind of realizes it's fake. So just
in with that,
on behalf of myself,
yep.
Mama Seat, Bunky Guys, and everyone else, we love you. Stay tuned.
We love you.
And All right, gone.
We go.
Thank you for using GTL.
Thanks, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Mama C here. For the complete library, full episodes, and bonus content, and mainly to support this cause, visit Notes from the Pen on Patreon. To learn more about Bobby and prison reform, visit our website, notesfromthepen.com. And follow us on Twitter to stay current. This has been another Notes from the Pen production.